be the cow side, if you're going to, you're going to tell somebody to go look in the cow lot for such and such, or mule lot for such and such, they knew which side of the fence you were talking about.
And a place nowadays where they have a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk.
Dairy, but now in this area, that has never been a big thing, and of course everybody had their own cow that you milked for your own, you know, use, but you didn't do very much selling or anything like that.
Do you ever hear the word dairy used to refer to anything else besides a commercial farm like that? Like, do you ever hear the word dairy used to mean a little building or a little piece of furniture used to store milk?
No, not that's not familiar to me.
Mm-hmm. Where would y'all keep milk or butter before refrigeration?
Well, let's see now, and I can hardly remember when we didn't have some type of refrigeration. It might not be much. We know the old icebox steel, uh-huh. You know, you put the chunk of ice in, is the first I remember. I can remember vaguely tying the milk on a string and letting it down in the well to cool it. Evidently we were out of ice. But that's the only other thing. As far as anything like a spring house or anything like that, we never even had it.
Mm-hmm. Where would y'all keep potatoes or turnips during the winter?
Well, now here you don't normally keep turnips other than you just grow you a patch in the fall and plant you some in the early spring. It's a very short period of time during the year that you can't have turnips. So as far as ever pulling up turnip roots and keeping them for use mm-hmm. during the winter, we didn't. Now we would bank the potatoes.
What do you mean bank?
Well, you gather them and you put them on a bed of straw, and then you covered that over with straw, and then you built your shelter out of a plank and whatnot, put a lot of dirt on that to keep the, where there wouldn't be any moisture in there, and to keep, of course, keep them from freezing.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be your tater bank. You always left a little place in where you could reach into the tater bank and drag them out during the winter months when you mm-hmm. wanted.
And the animals that you get pork from are called?
Pigs.
Where would they be kept?
They were in the pig pen.
Okay. And what would you, what you carry the food out to them would be?
Slop bucket.
And say if you raised a lot of corn, you'd say this year we had a good
crop.
And you'd grow the corn out in the...
Well, we would say we grew corn out in the field.
And if you want to break up the ground for planting, you break it up with the...
The breaking plow.
What different kinds of plows are there?
Well, they had, in back when you used mule and whatnot, I believe they called it a turn plow.
Uh-huh.
You know, turn the ground over this way. And which is about basically the same thing you still use behind your tractors. You turn over, turn all the vegetation under, and then come back along, streak it off and plant it. But it'd be a turn plow that you would go out there and begin to break your land with. Of course, as far as I know, disc didn't come along until you began to farm with a tractor. There might have been a few.
What about something that would break up the ground finer than a plow? It had little teeth in it?
Spring tooth harrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you're plowing, there's a trench that's cut by the plow. You call that
the fur.
Huh?
The fur.
Do you ever hear a special name for the horse that walks in the fur?
Not offhand, I don't.
Do you remember the plowing like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I can remember how they just go out there and turn it over, and then how they, what they call, list back on it and make them a bed and then open that bed, and depending on what you were planting and whatnot, as to the depth of your